Our movie critic Bob Mondello downloaded and watched the interview at the airport yesterday while waiting for a flight. We asked him if it was time well spent. Here's his answer.
You set the bar pretty low when you're killing time in an airport. By that standard, the interview qualifies as standard, I guess. James Franco plays Dave Skylark, a tabloid TV star who thrives on, say, Rob Lowe revealing he's bald by removing his wig on camera. Seth Rogen plays Aaron Rappaport, his producer, who's put aside his hopes of being a real journalist to stick with Skylark because they're buds to the max. Then Skylark gets news that could mean Rappaport gets a break.
Look at this.
Kim Jong-un wants to do an interview with Dave Skylark?
He's a fan! Look at him! If that ain't a real story, what is?
Okay, let's do it.
Just one problem that reveals itself when they reveal their interview on the air.
Mr. Rappaport, I'm Agent Lacey with Central Intelligence. You two are going to be in a room alone with Kim.
We got the interview!
The CIA would love it if you could take him out.
Hmm?
Take him out.
Like for drinks?
Like to dinner?
Take him out in the town?
No, take him out.
You want us to kill the leader of North Korea?
Yes.
What?
In the years since Franco and Rogen co-starred on Freaks and Geeks, they have specialized in stoner comedies when they work together. Pineapple Express was their bromance. Last year, they went apocalyptic in This Is the End, a title that turned out to be what they'd probably call a premature expostulation. Next year, they have an animated comedy called Sausage Party. I don't even want to think what that's about. Since with the interview, they've actually managed to tick off a nuclear-armed nation. Let's just say North Korea overreacted. The interview is not really a political satire, not even a satire of tabloid journalism. It's just another bromance predicated on butt jokes. Lots of butt jokes.
He's peanut butter and jealous.
What is there to be jealous of?
They hate us because they ain't us.
They don't hate us because they ain't us.
They hate us because they ain't us.
Stop saying that.
Shh. Haters gonna hate. An ainer's gonna ain't.
That is not an actual thing people say.
Single entendres, definitely intended. If the events surrounding the interview's release have somehow convinced you it's your civic duty to see it, know that you're going to endure a lot of, I was gonna say sophomoric humor, but that's really too generous. Call it freshmanic humor. Occasionally fresh, mostly just manic. About right for an airport. I'm Bob Mondello.